Good morning, everyone. This is Jeffy Kennedy, author of Romanticy. I'm here with my first cup of coffee. Oh, wonderful. I needed that because today is, say it with me, people, it is Friday. Woohoo! March 29th, last podcast of March in 2024. People, I know you're going to feel attacked. We're a quarter done with this year. It's a quarter over. I just bring the news. I didn't make it. So, yeah, here we are then. I've had a good week. It's been a slow ramp up on my progress, count. I can't even talk. On Reluctant Wizard. It is on my progress count. That is the name of my tracking sheet where I put in my daily numbers. So it has not been filling up the way I would like, but I have got almost 6,000 words on this book so far, and yeah, and I'm getting there. At the beginning of the week, I had a little bit of a crash. I realized that maybe I was pushing myself too hard. Go figure. So I had to take a little bit of downtime, a little bit of being kind to myself, which I think is always a funny thing. What does that mean? It's one of those things that I don't know what it means. Be kind to yourself. And I have friends who say that. Be gentle with yourself. And I think that for me, it translates to not pushing myself so hard, and that it's okay if I don't get any words today, or if I don't work on stuff. I still feel like I'm a little bit behind from, having that extra week away. And I don't like feeling like I'm letting people down, like I'm not keeping up with everything that I'm supposed to get done. But I know that's a me pressure. Some of it is a them pressure, but mostly it's me. And I think that's where the being kind to myself comes in, being gentle with myself. It's like, okay, it's not the end of the world if you let this person down and you don't get this done on time. I'm sure all of you achiever types out there feel me on this one. So I have exciting things to show you. Let me show you this. So I got the new covers for the Sorcerer's Moons books. They finally came in. And I want to show you, that's book 6, Lonan's Reign. I'll show you all the covers if you're on video. If you're not, you're just going to have to imagine. But look at that. If you put the 6 books together, the spine makes this really great image. Isn't it beautiful? And so here they are. Here's book 1. And book 2. If you're not on video, they're just really cool. They're in great colors, and there's the white fire lizard on there, her familiar, and then with other components. And that's the image that shows up along the spines, too, is the dragon, this very small dragon. So I've been meaning to show those, and I'm so happy with how they turned out. And you can order them at all your favorite retail. I held it up and now I've done it. I put them backwards. Oh, well. But yeah, they're up everywhere now. And if you order them from my website store, you can get them signed. If you're going to be a Polycon, you can pre-order them and get those. But yeah, I really love these covers. And speaking of covers, I've been working on the cover for Reluctant Wizard, going back and forth with my cover designer. And I think that's going to be great. And so this is exciting news. I told you all that Never the Roses is going to come out in hardback August 5th, 2025. Mark your calendars. Hopefully we'll all still be around then. And then I got an email saying that the paperback version of it will release in July of 2026. They said before the release of the second hardcover. So they're already planning to do hardcover for the second book. And I am thrilled. I'm thrilled. Let's see. So I have those pieces of news. And then also, I am participating in a giveaway. It's not really a giveaway. It is a free promo. The lovely Megan Sienna Deutsch organized it. And it started yesterday. But for yesterday and through the long weekend, there are a bunch of us who will have the first in series free of Totally Glommable series. Tried to go grab the graphics. It is going to be me. I'm giving away The Golden Griffin and The Bear Prince. It is free right now. And then also Megan Sienna Deutsch, T.A. White, Haley Edwards, and Devin Monk. So you can check that out. I will have a graphic on my show notes here, so you can check that out. And I will be sharing these to social media, as I was assigned to do and have not yet done. One of those things, you know. But yeah, I think it's really a fun idea. Megan organized it. And yeah, so you can get these first in series free. And then go ahead and glom. All really great authors. So the only other thing I want to talk about, there was, I put up a thread on Threads that talking about this whole supposed divide, and I'm making air quotes around that, between indie authors and traditionally published authors. And I put it on there because I saw this traditionally published author of young adult fantasy who has been tremendously successful at a young age, you know, good for her. I'd actually hadn't heard of her up until just recently, but I am also not someone who pays a lot of attention to the YA fantasy world. And she's been, I don't know if it's because people have called her to my attention or if she's been holding forth more lately, but she's got, you know, like her 40,000 followers on Threads. And I think she feels, you know, like she was a New York Times bestseller or whatever. And maybe she feels pretty insular, but she put up this note saying that she really wanted to be able to curate her Threads feed and looked forward to the day she would be able to do that, because basically she was saying she wanted to, well, let me get the exact wording. So she says what I had already said. She said she wants to curate because the overlap between indie and traditional publishing is just really hard for her to navigate right now. She said she feels like a lot of us are speaking different languages from coming from completely different perspectives, and then no one gets the right advice or support. So you can go look at my thread. You can see what I said, although I'll probably recapitulate some of this here. First of all, the right advice and support. What even is that? It begs the idea that there is like some sort of one true path, one true way, the right advice, the right support. It's really hard to read that and not read it as they don't want to hear from self-publishing authors, that what traditional authors face is so totally different than what self-publishers face. And what this does is this actually demonstrates a rather staggering amount of ignorance, I think. But I think this is also an author who hit big very early in her career, traditionally published. She got the brass ring. She got the A ticket, the Cinderella ride, all of this stuff. And, you know, that's great. But it kind of comes around to this thing that we've been talking about a whole lot, is like people being told no. Has anyone ever told you no? And one of the great downsides of early success is that in some ways you don't have that no. You think that you are special, that that happened because you were so special and not because you hit the right thing at the right time, which is what it almost always is. People have been so great to me about congratulating me on Never the Roses. And I was talking to my sister-in-law the other day, and she said, well, this must be a really special book. And I said, it is a really special book, but it's also hitting the right thing at the right time. You know, I think I've had a lot of good books, a lot of special books. This one has a certain specialness to it, just because it was that book that demanded to be written. But, you know, it's also that romanticism is really hot right now. And I had this book ready to go right at the time as the right editor was looking for it. And if you don't acknowledge that so much of this business is outside of our control, then you're just in for a world of hurt. The thing is, if you think that you're successful because you are the shit, because you're just so amazing, then when the wheel rolls around and you are not successful for some reason, mostly because the wheel has rolled around and that's how this business is, then you're much more likely to think it's because you are no longer the shit. Or perhaps fail to recognize the ways in which you need to improve what you're doing, right? So this whole thing, and I closed it again and I shouldn't, and now I want to look at this. I feel like a lot of us are speaking different languages from completely different perspectives, and the overlap between indie and traditional publishing is really hard for her to navigate right now. You know, a whole lot of us exist in that overlap, right? And more authors are existing in that overlap. It's the way of the world. You know, when people ask me what I think is the future of self-publishing, what I think is the future of traditional publishing, which people do ask me these things, I say that I think eventually all authors will be hybrid. I think all creators will be hybrid. You look at the music industry, where you see Taylor Swift and Amanda Palmer recording their own albums. You look at visual artists who have Etsy shops who can sell their things. The internet has been a great leveler that way, and so has technology. It allows creators to sell our creations directly to the consumers of those creations without having to go through a middleman. You all know, I was just talking about my great traditional publishing deal, how they're bringing those books out in hardcover. That's not something that's easy for someone to do unless you are like Taylor Swift type echelon. Mass producing printed books is still something that the traditional publishers have a grip on. And they can do that. They've got this team of people there to make sure it's done right. And they have access to the printing presses and they have access to the distribution. But self-publishing, yeah, lets me sell my books directly to my readers and gives me a much bigger cut. It gives me that monthly income. It gives me the ability to choose like what retailers I sell from. It gives me more independence. So this whole thing of her saying that, you know, she's finding that overlap difficult to navigate, I'm sorry, it just sounds like BS to me. I think it's that she doesn't want to hear what the self-publishing authors are saying, because Yeah, it is different in some ways, but there's also a lot of similarity because we are all trying to make a living as writers. We want to write stories. We want to get those stories to the readers. There's much more overlap than there is not. And I think sometimes authors who have only been traditionally published, well, there's factions on, it's a spectrum, of course, because there's lots of ways to publish along the way, like various kinds of small presses, assistants, that kind of thing. So at the far end, you have like big five traditional publishing, and at the other end, you have total DIY indie. And there are people in each camp that are. And why do humans do this? Humans will human, right? But this is like, it reminds me of my husband is a doctor of Oriental medicine, and there are those acupuncturists who kind of have fits about anyone using Western medicine. And they'll say, oh, don't get chemotherapy and, don't have that gallbladder surgery. And it's like, it's this idea that you aren't really into Oriental medicine or natural medicine if you go anywhere near the radioactive Western medicine. Whereas, of course, there are Western medicine practitioners who say that all of that Eastern stuff or natural stuff is horseshit and that you shouldn't go near it. Whereas you should be able to take advantage of the best of all of them, right? Because we have, especially medicine, like what's our goal? To be healthy and not die before we have to. In publishing, our goal is to be able to sustain ourselves, to have a thriving business. And I think that there are some traditionally published authors who still sneer at self-publishing authors and think that they are doing that because they have to. It's like, well, their stuff wasn't good enough. And it's funny to me because how can they not realize at this point in time that a lot of self-publishing authors are choosing to do that, and are choosing to do both. And sometimes, some authors are unable to get a traditional publishing deal, and it has nothing to do with the quality of their book. And I'm just going to raise my hand here because I feel like my books have been good quality for a long time. But there was also a very long time where the cross-genre romanticy thing that I write was not recognized. And now it's hot, which is great, but Grace Draven and I were talking about this the other day, that it's really kind of funny after being kind of publishing pariahs for a long time. She and I had very similar paths coming up where traditional publishing looked at what we were writing and said, we don't know what this is. We don't know how to market it. Now they know, and that's great, but it's also a little bit dizzying, right? So I really feel like the answer to this is not to divide the camps more, not to curate out people who publish in a different path than you do, because we can all learn from each other, right? We're all in this together, and success is very individual. It's all what we each are trying to do in our lives, right? What brings you joy? And being able to pay the mortgage, that's fair. That brings me joy to have a house that I like living in. There shouldn't be this battling where there are self-publishing authors I've heard have told authors who've only ever traditionally published that they're being stupid. And that they, are leaving all this money on the table and that they're just crazy. And then the traditionally published authors who've only done that tell the self-published authors that, oh, well, you just weren't good enough. You couldn't make it through the gate. And then there's most of us in the middle who are just quietly doing both. And I pointed out in the thread that I posted that, It is now almost a decade since Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers Association admitted self-published authors for membership. Time is going by, people, and this is just getting old. And I loved everybody who chimed in on the thread and agreed. There was one guy who did the well, actually, saying that he had actually never seen a traditionally published author say that. And we were like, yeah, okay. So on that note, I hope you all have a fantastic Friday. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. And I will talk to you all on Monday, April Fool's Day. You all take care. Bye-bye.